I'm very thankful this morning to be standing before you. You know, sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone. I've been coming to Monarch for many years, I think since 1983 maybe. But God has been good to me all of those years. He's still good to me today. And usually I wait and I hesitate. But I want you to know that I feel the Lord has impressed me to stand before you this morning. And I'm standing before you with courage, relying on the Holy Spirit to direct, to bless each one of our lives. We are living in a time when we need courage and renewed courage. And the subject this day will have something to do with it. I'm not sure how the Spirit of God is going to lead. But one thing I know for sure, we are relying upon the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I forgot to tell you, my name is Sister Patsy Fields. I'm from the Green Pastures, Oklahoma congregation. You all are welcome to come there anytime. We will be writing a subject on the board, and we will go from there. Thank the Lord. We did write a subject on the board. It says, step up and take courage and trust God for the outcome. We need that today very, very much. Are you facing an unfamiliar spiritual challenge? Maybe you have a void in your life. We've heard a lot of things in this message. Maybe you're just not satisfied with your experience. But I recommend you to Jesus, to God, that can make a difference in your life. You know, children face challenges also. It's not just for the middle-aged and the elderly. We all need God. We have all started for heaven. We're going to meet with different challenges along the way. But we are going to need faith in God, a foundation, to give us courage to finish the journey with victory. You don't want to just go part way and lose out along the way, but we want to make heaven our home. So keep that in mind as we go through this lesson today. I read an article. This is not scripture. I want you to know it. It said, step up with courage and trust the Lord for the outcome. And it also says something about courage. Just a moment. Please pray for me. I'm going to get it together. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. This is David Brandon. That's his quote. That is not scripture. I'm making a distinction there. But we can gather something from those words. May the Lord encourage us today. All right, first scripture, Genesis 15, 1 through 4. This is about Abraham. You can insert your name there. Maybe God is communicating with you, but this is about Abraham. 15, 1 and 4. And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram, in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Thank the Lord. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? You may have plenty children, or you may not have any, but you have a void in your life, and you need God to be your shield. So I want you to be encouraged as we go along today, to get a personal glimpse of where am I with God today. You don't know where your end might be. We've heard of many funerals, many sad things that have happened quickly. You might be next, who knows? But we do know we have that appointment, and we are on a journey of life, and we do need God that we will be ready, that we can meet him when the time comes. So let us be encouraged. Here, we have this conversation that the Lord is telling Abram, I'm going to be your shield. I'm going to be with you. You don't have any need to fear. You don't have any need to fall out by the way and say, the journey got too hard. Lord, help us to take renewed courage today. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, behold to me, thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. The Lord let Abram know, this is not what my design is. I am going to give you a child. And it came to pass. Whatever the Lord has communicated in your soul, that it may be a time coming. We know his time is not the same as ours. But still, continue to take courage. Continue to trust him. Don't give up in despair, even when the enemy might be whispering different thoughts, when the clouds are hanging low, when the sun seems like it is not shining. But we know the song says the sun is shining where? Just behind the cloud. So let us have renewed faith and renewed confidence. I don't know what you might meet in your life. You don't know what might happen to me. But one thing we know, we serve that mighty God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will meet our needs in 2023, if you will allow me to say that. So we want to move on. Thank the Lord how he blessed Abram, and he will bless us today. Thank the Lord. We're going to move on now to another scripture. We're not going to develop that completely, but we're going to go here. We're going to refer to 2 Chronicles 15 and 8. For the sake of time, we're not going to read all of that, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. This was about Asa. Remember, you Bible scholars, Asa? Okay, sometimes we have fears that lead us to inaction. We have it. This is a warning to each one of us. We want to be moved by the Spirit of God. We might be so concerned about protecting ourselves that we fail to simply step up when the Holy Spirit has impressed us. We want to be careful there. May the Lord bless us. I'm not talking about running ahead of the Spirit of God. I'm talking about taking renewed courage when you know the Lord has given you an assignment or something to do. The Lord will be with you, and so I want you to be encouraged. Okay, when King Asa learned that the Lord wanted him to remove the idols from Israel, what did he do? He did decide, I'm going to just do it later. I'm just going to ignore it. I'm just so relaxed and comfortable, and what is an idol anyway? But he didn't do that. What did he do? He took courage. He took courage. When God gives you an assignment to do, do you take courage or do you say, let someone else do it? I'm busy. I'm tired. Lord, help us that we will take courage and that we will do it with the enthusiasm that the Lord would have us to do and not that this is so hard and so difficult. But Lord, I do this because I love you, because I want to be pleasing to you, because I love your people. And Lord, because you have done so much for me. And Lord, I'm glad, I'm delighted that to do something, to be a little part of the kingdom of God. But Asa, he took courage. We need to take courage in our private lives, regardless of what we're facing. And the Lord will meet you there. And you know, the Lord helped Asa. He took courage. And he could have had a rebellion on his hands. But he stepped up. And as a result, the nation rejoiced. And they received a blessing. There's more to read here about Asa. We're not going to go all into it. But remember, he took courage when things were difficult. Will you be willing to be the one to volunteer? Yes, Lord, I will take courage. Yes, Lord, I will step up. I will not hide back in the shadows. But I am going to go forward, Lord, and be a blessing to your kingdom. Lord, help us. That's a challenge for us today. Remember, I reminded you of the quote, courage is fear that has said its prayers. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. Continue in prayer. Shed those tears if you need to. Your tears are valuable, and God understands that sometimes we need to shed tears. We're not talking about those sympathy tears, those dragon eye tears, and when you're in trouble and you let that water flow. That's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about when that heart is heavy, when you need God to come in on the scene, when you cannot communicate it with words, but those tears can flow, and the Spirit makes intercession for us. This is what we're talking about. This helps us to get courage. This helps us to dissipate the fear that comes to our life. We know that we're human and we do have fear, natural fear sometimes. But I want to point you to the God that is awesome, that is amazing, that can take care of every fearful situation that you might have. And he can be right there, just like a mother or a father can say, like, I have children, I'm a mother, but just sometimes a touch, just to let them know, you're gonna be all right. I'm right here. I know and I understand. I've been through it. I'm your mediator and I am the one that's gonna help you. I'm your God and I'm your Savior. I am your shepherd and I'm not gonna desert you. So we can take renewed courage and we will be blessed. So we thank you for Asa, how that he took courage and the Lord was with Asa today. Turn with me to Daniel 3. 16 and 18. Thank the Lord. I feel the effects of your prayers, and God is going to bless us here this day. I know that he is. He's already been showing his goodness to us this morning, so we're looking to him to bless and continue to bless, and may the Lord help me to calm down just a little bit, that I will be able to get the lesson out to each one of us. This is a very serious time, and we need God in a very desperate way. So may the Lord help us today. Daniel 3 and 16, we're going to shift the thought just a little bit. This is about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, thank the Lord, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Yeah. These brethren had a foundation of faith. I wrote that up on the board. That's very important. When you're going through your life, you're going to need faith in God. Otherwise, you won't be able to make it. But you need that. Be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods. That's a small g on there. Take note of it. Nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Do you have a determination in your heart? Lord, I'm going through. We heard them singing about that. We're going through and we want to go through. But you can't just not have a head knowledge. You need a heart experience that you can go through. And you can go through as the Lord would have you to go through. Not your own brand, not the Patsy brand, not the Fields brand or the Fred or whatever name you want to say, but Lord, as you would have me to go through. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about victorious living. May the Lord encourage us. So here we have them. Be it known unto thee, O King, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. We are not living in the days when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were living, but we're living in 2023. We don't know what we might meet, even on an individual basis, or as a nation, or as a body of people. But we do know that we're serving the great God Jehovah that can make the difference. That great God that can come in on the scene and he can change the commandments and he can change the regulations and the laws and the decrees and the things that are being formed against the people of God. Let us take renewed courage. Let us get in touch with God in a time accepted. Don't wait until the storm comes. It could be too late then, but get that foundation. Be like David. David, what did he do? He said, I slew the lion and the bear. And when he came up against that giant, he didn't run behind and say, oh, he's too big for me. Even though he didn't have that ammunition and all those weapons and swords and helmets and all that stuff. But he had faith in God. And he had those five stones. I don't know if they were smooth or if that's from the children. But he had confidence in God. And no doubt, when he was out in the pasture taking care of the sheep, he probably was able to communicate with God and to get close with God and to understand how God worked in his life and on his behalf. And he was able to slay that lion and that bear. And he said, this giant, it was going to come down too. And it came down in the mighty name of Jesus with the equipment that David was familiar with. May the Lord encourage us. Get in touch with God. Get in touch with him on a way that you know God hears and answers your prayer. And again, if you have to cry those, I'm going to call them, those spiritual tears, go on to that level that the Lord can bless you. And he understands. So may the Lord help. And you know that lion, he was brought down. We serve that same God today. Thank the Lord for that encouragement. All right, let's see here what happens to these brethren. All right, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, the 19th verse. The form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. I believe he really wanted to do them some injury. I believe he wanted them to feel the heat. You know, the enemy can pile it on thick and hard and high, but we still serve that awesome, that amazing God that can penetrate right through that heat. And we're thankful because he did. And he had the mighty man that was in his army. He wanted to bind them. He wanted to make sure, I believe, they did not escape. But when you are serving God, he takes care of all of those things. We serve the God that can open doors, that can open and close doors as they need to be closed. And so God came in on the scene, and this heat did not harm these brethren. And the heat, your spiritual heat, will not harm you either if your trust and confidence is in God. If you have lived a consistent Christian life, we're not talking about when you come to Monarch, that's a great time, but I'm talking about when you go back home in your own private time. Are you reading your word of God? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you doing those things that you should be doing, staying up to date? Lord, help us today. So God came in on the scene for these brethren. I'm going to move along a little bit. The time is getting away. Okay. All right. 21. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. It did not get along the edges. It got in the place where it was hot, where it was ready to receive that human flesh. But God has something to do in that situation. And God has something to do when you're in that midst of that fiery furnace and it seems like I am going to be consumed. I'm not going to be able to escape it. And you will not. But if you serve that mighty God, he will go right in there with you or around you or however he's going to be on the scene. And we thank the Lord he was there to bless these brethren. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the fire furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Thank the Lord. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. This astonished King Nebuchadnezzar. And rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king, 25th. He answered and said, thank the Lord, our God came in on the scene. Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. God can give us that experience today to be able to walk. When the enemy, when the furnace is hot, When the tribulations are there, we're going to have some, but we also have blessings. But right in the midst, they were able to rejoice. And they have no hurt, thank the Lord. And the form of the fourth is what? Is like the Son of God. Glory to God. He came in on the scene. Glory to God. He will come in and bless us. And I want to remind you, this is not just something that we're up here saying words to you. There is a reality. I have been in some hot, fiery furnaces, and God has come in on the scene spiritually, and God has given the victory, and I returned and gave God all the glory. I didn't try to hold back a little portion that I did this myself. It is to God be the glory, and God came in on the scene. The king was able to witness it. Where you work, can people witness if that's a son or that's a child of God? Or are there some eyebrows raised that I don't know? Sometimes they do pretty good work, but when we're in the break room, you know those jokes or things that we tell that are not so good, they kind of snicker at that, whatever the case might be. We want to be Christians. Amen. Every minute of the day. Every second of the day, that our report will be good. We know God sees anyway, but what about your fellow man? Lord, help us today. The king was able to witness that these men, there's something different that's on the scene, and the Lord surely blessed them. All right, so that's going to probably be enough of that. 27, the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together saw these men whose bodies, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed. That fire was hot, but God protected even the hair of their head. God is concerned about the minute details of our life, and we thank you for that. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. The mighty God that we serve. You know, when you barbecue, it's hard to get that smell off of your clothes. It's in your hair. It's in your skin. It's on your clothing. It's on the meat that you eat. It tastes good, doesn't it? But here's the thing. If you go out in public and you have not taken a shower, somebody's going to know that you've been around some smoke. You've been around some barbecue. They can smell it on you. But here's the thing, when you're serving God, can you have that sweet smell of Christ everywhere you go? You're dispensing blessings. You're breathing out words of encouragement. You're doing what you can to help your brother, your sister. May the Lord encourage us today that we can be a well of water springing up, that other people can be refreshed, that they can be blessed. They can see the courage that you display right when things are difficult. Don't wait until you get through it and, oh, I'm so courageous. But right in the time, Lord, help me to take courage and renew courage to trust you. And Lord, help me not to be like the children of Israel with my mouth murmuring and complaining and finding fault. But Lord, help me to go forward to the glory of God, and the Lord will be with you. So we're thankful for this example here. Thank the Lord. All right. Turn with me to Judges 7:2. Thank the Lord. I'm going to shift the thought just a little bit. Judges 7:2. This is, I believe, it's about Gideon. You know, we have an opportunity if we're fearful in serving the Lord. It's a choice. You don't have to serve the Lord, but you're going to miss out on the benefits. But here we have Gideon in Judges 7:2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Why? Lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Lord, bless our attitude. As we're going through life, we need to be mindful that God is the captain. God is the one in control. And God moves and changes the tide and the wave in our life. He regulates the heat, the coolness. All of those things are in God's control. We cannot even move without God giving us the strength and the breath. Oh, you think I have a big degree. That's good. I have nothing against education. But even in that, you need a God to help you to attain to that level. So you also need him to help you to use that education to the glory of God. You understand that? That's just a reminder. All right, here we are. Mine own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, notice I said you had an opportunity. Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And their return of the people, notice this, 22,000, and there remain 10,000. That's still a big multitude. That's a big group of people. I'm sure Monarch doesn't have 10,000 people sitting around here. But if we did, what a blessing that would be. But whether we have 5 or 2, if God is with us, we say amen, and we can make it, and we have a good time here at Monarch. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Notice, Gideon could not tell his buddy, this is what I want you to do so you can be able to go in my army. It was none of that foolishness going on. The Lord let him know, I am going to be the one to make the selection. And that's the God in which we serve. God knows the heart. So he brought down the people into the water. The Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as the tongue lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bowed down upon his knees to drink. Most of us would not be lapping water like a dog. I know I wouldn't. But this is the test that the Lord had to make a distinction in who he wanted to go in the final army. And God was with them. And the number of them that lapped, putteth their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. Number 7, and the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the people go, every man unto his place. I want to be with the faithful 300. Yes. I want to have my position there. Lord, we're going through in faith and confidence in you. I want to be in that number, like the song says, when the saints go marching in. But you're going to have to live it down here, right while you're walking on these concrete floors, or on that gravel, or on that dirt, or wherever you are, that turf. You're going to have to live victorious right down here. So may the Lord help us to step up and take courage. And those of us that need renewed courage, step right up to the plate. The Lord is able to give it to you, and he will surely do it today. So we thank the Lord for these people. And God gave a great victory to these 300 faithful men. God will give a great victory to the 300 faithful saints today. We're not limited it to 300, but you understand what we're talking about. Those that have a heart that believe that God can deliver and that God will hear and answer prayer. Those that are not fearful with the fear that paralyzes, that causes you not to take action. Lord, help us today. So we appreciate it so very much. All right, we're going to move on because we have some more things that we want to share with us today. Thank the Lord. All right, turn with me. This is the New Testament, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. I want us to be encouraged because we need it as we live for the Lord. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank the Lord again and again. We can be overcomers. We can make it with the Lord's help. We can be fat and flourishing in the things of God. We don't have to act like we're experiencing a spiritual famine, because there is plenty yet of the Word of God that you can feast on. And it says over there in the 23rd Psalms, what? The Lord is my shepherd. And you can just go on out into the pasture and eat to your heart's content and drink all the spiritual water you want to drink, and you still will have plenty more. And here I can come right beside or behind you, and there's plenty for me. We don't have to ration it out. Isn't that wonderful? And his supply has never run out. His blood has never lost its power. We're so thankful. That's the God I'm recommending to you today. That's the God you have been hearing about in this Monarch meeting. This is the God that I can remember our foreparents. And we have people that I'm kind of getting up there in age. I don't want to tell you how old I am right yet. But you know what? I can remember some of those older ones that were right up here declaring the word of God. And they're no longer with us. And what are we doing that's coming along behind? Are we just going to fold our little arms and say, let them do it? No, we're not. We're going to take renewed courage. And God's going to see us through. That same God, that same mantle, we're going to walk in those steps. We're going to walk in them as the Lord would have us to walk in them. We're not going to make our own personal footprints, but we're going to walk as the Master is walking. We're going to keep time, just like you see that band. You know, I had a privilege to be in the band one time. I was a flag person, and I loved the band because the rhythm was going, and I had to keep step. And when we got to a corner, we had to mark time. And whatever we had to do, it was uniform. It was just going boom, 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 boom. It was a beautiful sight. When those people of God are in harmony with the Spirit of God, it's a beautiful sight to be in harmony with your brother and in harmony with God and in harmony with one another. Lord, help us today. We need you. Step up and take courage and trust in God for the outcome. We don't know where the outcome is, but if our confidence is in God, he's going to see us through. So he has not given us the spirit of fear, and we appreciate that so much. Turn with me to 1 Samuel. We have some more, and we're getting close to the end here, but it's all in the Lord's hand, and we're trusting him to see us through today. 1 Samuel 30. 6 and 8. And David was greatly distressed. Sometimes conditions come and it can cause us some distress, some heartache, some pain, some thoughts can come our way. Does God really care about me? Has he forgotten me? Sometime in the lonely night or early morning, maybe you have an affliction, you have some pain. You're carrying a burden. You can be tempted to say, does my brother really care about me? But you know, I want you to be encouraged. The Lord knows. He cares. He understands. He's going to send that blessing your way. So hold on. Go on with him all the way, as the song says. Don't give up and don't become discouraged. David was in a situation. He was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. He was in a difficult situation, very difficult. You may be in a difficult situation today. I don't know what spiritual challenges you might have, but you know how to communicate with your Father, and he can help you to know, I'm going to be with you. This is tough. You cannot do it on your own, but with my help, you're going to make it. And Lord, help us today. Every man for his sons and for his daughters, they were grieved. But what did David do? Did he just give up and say, it's no use? The journey is just too heavy for me, and I shouldn't have even attempted it anyway. He did not say any of those foolish words. He said, but David did what? He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. We must learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord his God. We must learn to do that. Brothers and sisters, we're not going to be able to make it successfully if we go on these self-pity parties. Lord, help us, but let us encourage ourselves in the Lord, and that is where we're going to get the victory. And David was able to get the victory, and the Lord blessed David. He did not get stoned at this particular time. God will see each one of us through, regardless of what we might have to face in life. So let us step up and take renewed courage, and then trust God for the outcome. We don't know how he's going to work it out, but my faith, my confidence is in you, even if it caused your natural life to be taken away from you. It's still victory. It's still victory. Because how many people have you seen that are still breathing, that have gone out into eternity? You haven't seen that. You're going to have to, something's going to happen to your body when you die or when you stop breathing, and they're going to say, well, you know, they passed away, they transitioned, whatever term you want to use. But what I'm trying to help you to see, something's going to happen, not unless you're going to be here when the Lord comes back. But most of us possibly will not have that privilege to be here. So we know we're going to have that appointment. We can no longer function, no longer breathe, no longer eat, no longer pray. We won't need the hour of prayer anymore. All that'll be over. But have you utilized it today? Have you found time to pray? Lord, help us step up and take renewed courage. So here we are. David encouraged himself, and the Lord blessed him. Another scripture is over here in Exodus. Thank the Lord. We're moving along. We want to go here to Exodus 14 and 13. Thank the Lord. Here we are. This is Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more forever. He let them know, I'm right here to fight your battle for you. I'm right here to give you the deliverance that you want. I'm right here to answer those prayers, those tears that you have shed in private, those tears when the Spirit made the intercession for you, when the words could not communicate. I'm right here, and I am going to answer your prayer, and I'm going to bring it to pass. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall do what? Hold your peace. Thank the Lord. Let the Lord work it out, and he will. He can do a much better job than we can. So we're thankful for that. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Do what? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Forward, forward is a battle cry. Onward, onward to our home on high. I don't know, we shall conquer for the Lord or die. In full assurance, I don't know, press the battle on. That's my version, but you all know what it's talking about, all right. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea, thank the Lord, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. We serve a God that is able to do remarkable things, probably even more than our human mind can take it in at this time. But when we need it, he's right there on the scene, and he will do it for us. But remember, you must be his child. You must be in touch with him, because that's how you're going to see these results that we're talking about. You're going to step up and take courage. Now, I want to remind you, if someone is here that do not know the Lord, sometimes it takes courage even to come forward for prayer. But I want you to remember, if you take that half a step, I say a half a step, the Lord will bless you to come on and make that full step, that you can go forward, that you can surrender your heart, your life to the Lord, that you can have a changed life, that you can have the blessings of God flowing in your heart, that you can be able to know that I'm his child and he's my father, and that he's working in my behalf. Each one of us can get a personal relationship. So let us take courage and step right up. You know, if somebody were to give you $100 and you say, oh yeah, you can have it, here, just take it. I don't think many of us, if there were no illegal strings attached, would leave that $100 there. I think we might even push a little bit, and we might do some other things, or, well, I was in line first, and all these other things we might say, and I want my $100, and I want mine too. But let me tell you, this is something worth far more than $100. Put in for your supply that you need from the Lord. Exercise that faith, and God will surely meet you there. So we're thankful for these examples here today. All right, the last scripture, Lord willing, will be in Hebrews 11. I mentioned to us that we need faith in God, and we surely do. I put it up on the board also, and this is very important. Hebrews 11 and 6, I'll read that, and Lord willing, that will be the last scripture for today. And I thank the Lord. I thank you for your prayers. I thank the Lord so much because he's been good to me. Here it is, 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes. That is for each one of us today. Step up and take courage and trust in God for the outcome of your life. May the Lord help and bless each one of you. There's a song on page 238. I didn't read a bring a book with me. Oh, excuse me. Here's one. I just wanted to read one verse, and Lord willing, we will be finished. Thank the Lord. 238, and it says, well, I'll read two. I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoe'er my lot may be. Where thou goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. Though the road be rough and stormy, we're going to have some of this, trackless as the foamy sea, thou hast trod this way before me, and I gladly follow thee. The chorus says, I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. May the Lord bless each one of you, is our prayer. Amen.